Come forth, ye listeners, with all Christmas cheer, for it's the what, a time to be alive, best of the year. Grab your stocking, but don't get fussy, because they're packed with stories tighter than a bussy. The presents are wrapped. Oh, what could they be? Let's open our first one and hear about Kath's stinky tea.
This story comes from California, a wine country, you know? They make some nice, I don't know, Merlots up there? I don't know. I don't know anything about wine. But I do know that someone has committed a wine crime. There's a wine crime going wine on crime. Up there in Santa Barbara. They just settled. This guy was charged because he was fermenting 2,000 bottles of wine in the ocean. And apparently you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So apparently this is like a thing that was created by this company, this idea of like fermenting wine in the ocean. And I guess it has to do with temperature. It's like the water is right, and climate change is making it so that Santa Barbara no longer has the right temps to age the wine. So I guess they're trying to be like environmental and not, you know, use cooling or whatever.
Yeah, like a sous vide wine or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, but apparently you're not allowed to do this, and they've been in trouble. So they started doing it. It's this company called Ocean Fathoms, and they started sinking crates of wine off the coast in 2017. And the California Coastal Commission was like, yeah, you're like super not allowed to do that. The FDA said the wine was, quote, adulterated and not fit for human consumption because it was submerged in the ocean and potentially contaminated.
Yeah. I think the problem was they just had to pretend that they had just dropped it. And then they would be like, we didn't do this on purpose. I just dropped it in there and I don't have time to get it out until the perfect time to get it out. However,
I wanted to see if dolphins party.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to see.
Well, yeah.
I've never, I've always found it like very curious. The idea of like, as far as starting small businesses go or whatever, like, if you decide to be like, I'm going to be a winemaker or like, you know, like make like bourbon or scotch, like especially like expensive kinds, it's like that by definition is like, how do you cover a cost for what literally has to be like 10 years before you get anything, you know, like you can't sell, you got to wait. You simply have to wait.
Yeah.
And then if it sucks, I mean, Jesus, what a waste of time.
You waited all that time and now it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like with the length of a human life, it feels like a huge gamble to take business-wise. But, you know, at least the old ones, they're like, yeah, we know what this wine tastes like after 100 years, so you're not totally.
Sort of. We totally did a lie, cheat, and steal episode about a wine forger. It's like it's a pretty easy thing to counterfeit.
Yeah.
And it's like very high returns for counterfeiting. But,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think wine is like a cool thing to know about. I don't know about it.
And yeah, tricking someone into buying like a really expensive counterfeit bottle of wine is pretty close to a victimless crime. Like, I know you can't allow that, you know, but like, all right, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like when we did this story about this wine forger. I think there's a Netflix documentary about him. Lie, Cheat, and Steal, always first on the scene before these things break. But I think one of his victims was like literally a Koch brother. And so it's just like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Especially.
And also, like, they drank the wine and it tasted good. So, like, who cares? They had a nice night.
No, actually, it was bad. Actually, it was bad. Now that you mention it, it tasted bad, and I would know.
Right. I am the reverse of a wine fan. I do not like wine, but I love grape juice. So as far as I go, just give it to me right away. I mean, I think everybody loves grape juice.
I'll take an express wine, please.
Have you had grape juice recently? It's very good. It's very delicious.
It's like fine.
It's fucking good. Shut up.
It's just a funny thing to be an adult man and be like, I love grape juice.
Well, I love it the way I love any delicious drink, you know?
Any nectar, grape juice. Sweet treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, you know. I'm sorry, it's not stinky tea or whatever people are drinking, but it's delicious.
Stinky tea. That is like a good roast of the type of things I like to drink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry I didn't throw a bunch of soybeans in a ditch and then eat all the fucking yeah.
Hang on, I gotta boil a pot of tea that smells like shit. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Let me heat up some sticks. I need to relax.
Will I really just turn things around there?
It was a hold fucking out of a nose verbal dive with judo stinky throw.
Yeah, the grape juice thing is gone. We're on the stinky D. It's, yeah.
This is no ordinary tea, you see. It smells like shit.
That is like the tea version of like fancy wine is, I feel like it, the more fancy it is, the more it is stinky.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Speaking of stinky tea, this is a warning to anyone who doesn't know this. Like I've been like taking a break from the old sauce. And so I was at a thing and I was like, hey, do you have any like non-alcoholic beers? And they were like, we have yerba mate. And I was like, I thought
that's
that
stinky tea.
Yeah. But I also thought, I knew it was energy, but I thought it was like very like homeopathic. I thought it was probably had some fucking leaf in it or whatever that made you perky. I chugged this can of it at like 9 p.m. And then somebody else saw me drinking it and he was like, you drink mate? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you know, that has like 160 milligrams of caffeine in it. And I was like, what? And I was literally trembling for the next hour. So watch out. That shit is very strong.
No joke.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just came out with like a study about how it like gives you cancer and stuff too. I mean, not
what
one.
Doesn't.
You'll be fine.
A single can. It's over.
It puts the can in cancer. Yerba mate. Yep. Don't
it's never
us.
Been more over. I saw a can of something at CVS that would have been the cause of my death if I had known about it when I was like 18. It would have, my heart would have exploded. Yeah. It's something called C4 Performance Energy. It's a huge can, but C4. The flavor is cherry Starburst flavor.
Like, oh,
you can't give that. You can't give that to me in like an 18-ounce can. Like I'm that's not good. Oh, it's
that,
over.
Yeah, that is like that is selling drugs to kids. Like they need to do a dare about energy drinks. It's dark out there, man.
They're getting a little too loosey-goosey with the food science, mixing the flavors around. There are flavors that shouldn't be in certain forms being thrown around. It's getting wild out there.
Yeah, that's
I'm grateful that isn't like my. I never got into the energy drink thing, like because I prefer like weird stinky tea that smells like.
Yeah.
I like things that like taste like dirt and are like weird and sour and gross.
Yeah,
Gollum food, as Eli says. So mm-hmm. like,
did you ever have that like mushroom coffee that you see like a little thing for
no,
coffee shops?
I never got into that.
Stupid.
I feel like if it wasn't like $12, I feel like I would have though. Like, because I like the idea of it. Because I like things that taste like the ground. So.
You know what's weird? This dumb junk is never fucking cheap. Isn't that so strange that their new dirty junk tea is never cheaper than coffee? That's so fascinating.
You know, it's a bargain.
Yeah.
Grape juice.
It is cheap. Well, it's actually not that cheap. Not real grape juice.
Not these days.
Yeah, it's a bit of a
price of grape juice going up.
As the snow fell and carolers sang, we dreamed about a surgery that would make us like Krang.
I like definitely, I don't want to do anything in wrestling, but one thing that I would do if I were like a manager or something is demand to be carried out to the ring by whoever I'm managing.
Stoke should do that.
I think it'd be great if Stokely did that. It'd be delightful.
That's a good bit.
You should get carried out like a baby.
He's like, I'm just a little guy. I'm just a little birthday boy.
Because that's the whole point is you manage someone who's big.
Right, and then you run away when you pick a fight.
Right, and like most of managing is just talking about how big the guy is.
Yeah.
So like, let him carry me.
Give
or
him a papoose.
Yeah.
Do it Krang style.
Krang style.
Get in his belly. Yeah. Stay in there while he wrestles and yell.
No thanks.
No. And call everyone the turtles. Just become Krang.
Okay. Be Krang.
Okay. Be Krang.
Getting that Krang surgery. It's like, what?
What country do you have to go to for that?
Yeah, right.
Going to Turkey to get the Krang surgery.
It's only $3,000 there.
2024, baby. We're being Krang.
it's not alive yet. It's like a placeholder.
Summer of Krang.
I just got like a little Krang guy in there. He just kind of hangs out in there, but he's not alive.
He's slumbering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, when they get the technology to have like a real Krang,
they'll awaken him.
They'll put him in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got the port to plug in.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting used to the weight of a Krang. The more I get the real
picking
one.
Picking out your Krang weight like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're different, you know, you gotta have the right one. Just man.
This is like really upsetting me to think about.
Krang?
I like, really don't like it.
It's when
you,
Krang.
When you brought up Krangs. Getting a non-alive Krang, that like really upset me. Like that moves it from the cartoony realm to like I body
I'm
horror.
I'm not saying it's a dead Krang. Yeah. I'm saying it's a Krang that was never alive.
Yeah, it's a fake Krang. It's like a vinyl Krang.
I don't like it.
It's like a little lead Krang. Like one of those kettlebells that looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's a not alive Krang. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Kath
not alive
is,
does make you think dead.
Kath is
dead.
Watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Krang comes on. He's like, can we turn this off?
I think just
I thought this
like,
was supposed to be a comedy.
I think because we were like just talking about David Fincher now and Seven. Now I'm thinking about like a Seven style.
The eight
Krang, and it's upset.
Krang. Getting the Krang
that
surgery.
Is, yeah, it's, you know, lust, gluttony, sloth,
vanity. You
envy,
look like Krang.
Vanity, pride, Krang.
Krang. You have committed Krang into the brazen bowl with you.
A lot of people get confused as to what avarice means. It means Krang.
It means having a Krang. Putting a Krang
means
in, yeah.
Having a Krang.
Yeah. You got any Krangs in there?
My back's been killing me. I have this Krang.
Pop that shirt off. We got to make sure you don't got a Krang.
Yeah, it's like I'm wearing a wire.
Yeah.
Look, I don't
care. We have
care.
To meet in the sauna.
Lift up your shirt. You got a Krang in there? You wearing a Krang?
Look, buddy, I don't care if you're the brains and he's the brawn. You got to buy two tickets. You want to go to Six Flags? Krang flying
Come
out of
on!
Krang riding a roller coaster and Krang flies out when it does a loop. There's no belt
oh,
over
no.
him. I need a little one too. Strap me in.
Like, look, buddy, are you like strapped in there or what? Because I mean, he's tall enough. You yeah. are not tall enough. So
yeah.
When Krang goes to the amusement park, he has to put a little cargo net over the yeah. Krang mm-hmm. hole. Mm-hmm.
Krang just lands like in the area in between the tracks, where
Again,
he's just like on the ground.
I am so upset by this.
Why do they never?
Don't, it grosses me out.
Does he
so
eat?
Much?
Why don't they punch him?
Does
they
he go
do
to the,
that?
Does he go to the bathroom
the soft
in there?
Spot.
Yeah, why don't they? I would, and they have weapons. Just
does he
stab
have, like,
him.
Does he need to eat? Is he?
I don't know.
I think
producing waste.
I feel like he eats in the because the guy's a robot,
shit in there?
Right?
Is there a toilet in there?
He's just sitting on
the,
a toilet.
The robot is a toilet. Yeah.
His legs are filled with turds from Krang.
Every so often, there's just like a butt flap thing that opens, and it just dumps.
Yeah,
like, that's like
the
Dave Matthews
Chicago
bus.
Bridge. Yeah. He shakes it out of his leg.
No. Oh. Yeah, just the heels open up and just yeah. kind of discreetly.
Once
yeah.
again,
of it.
Another thing, like, just you first, just enough with the sword. Just get a gun and shoot Krang. And fucking problem solved. He's gone.
They should just
dude.
Do that
it's
in
like
a Turtles
the,
movie.
It's like the Ninja Turtles version of every
it's
sitcom
like,
plot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the version of like
it's
every
like,
sitcom
just
plot.
Just tell them you broke the vase. Just shoot Krang.
That's every sitcom would be immediately solved with cell phones, and every superhero would be immediately solved with a gun. Just shoot the enemy. Shoot the Krang.
Get
aim
the Krang
for
out
the
here.
Krang.
Aim for the Krang.
That's the weak spot.
It's pretty easy to aim for. It's right in the middle.
Yeah, they waste so much time fighting the robot.
And the robot just drops to its knees and is like, no!
My Krang!
Why was I programmed to feel sadness?
Yeah. Well, that's Krang chat.
Krang chat.
Well, I think we had some good ideas.
Let us prepare the holly to deck the halls, but not before talking about animal dick and balls.
One parakeet, arguably the right amount of parakeets. This is way too many peacocks. And they are reproducing. Apparently, they say that a veterinarian told them the peacocks are bona fide polygamists. They are.
They're fucking. They're yeah. fucking and sucking.
And so what they've decided is we're going to catch one peacock and probably stop seven females from reproducing because they are giving vasectomies to the peacocks
nice.
In Florida. They are capturing them. and I guess severing their vas deferens, or if it works the same. I don't know exactly how it works.
Probably works the same, right?
Yeah. And yeah, they're doing that. I guess this is the guy that this comment comes from is the vet that they hired to do this, which I guess he's maybe the nation's premier vasectomizer.
He's a top peacock vasectomy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was going to say something and I was like, people are going to get mad at me if I say that. So I'm not going to say it. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Well,
we'll all have to just wonder what that could have been.
Yeah.
People will get upset. Well, I was going to make a joke about if you like date enough people and they all say this person should get a vasectomy, they should have to give you one. And then I was like, that's almost eugenics.
Well, so what it is forced sterilization.
Right. Which is, that's eugenics. That's a problem.
But people who suck, it's fine.
But it's people who suck. It's like if you're a shitty enough guy to enough people.
Yeah.
Like everyone should get to like press a button. And if enough people press a button, they should have to capture you the peacock.
Or if you believe that Jesus wasn't the true Messiah, either of those two things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Certainly this kind of thinking has never been used to negative ends.
Yeah. Guys, don't worry. Kath is going to do it right.
I'll make sure it's the people who deserve it and no one else.
Kath, just look. Kath is building a perfect world. And if you don't want to be part of it, maybe.
A lot of problems.
Subscribe to
I know that's bad. I was just making a joke. I don't really think that.
These people are sick. Got a lot of problems.
Subscribe to our Patreon if you want to be allowed on Kath's arc when the world goes to shit. But they're going in here. They're cutting wherever they're supposed to cut for this peacock.
I like that they're not like... They're going in very surgically and just severing the vas deferens because they don't want the peacocks to feel insecure.
Yeah.
About, you know, they don't want to do anything to the external
thing
and make the peacocks feel less like
rubbing
men.
It off with sandpaper or something.
I just mean, like, they could probably just cut them off, but they're like, no, we got to make sure the peacocks feel okay.
Well, look, cut what off? What do we think? How do we think birds reproduce?
That's a good idea, actually. That's a good point.
I doubt that came up at the meeting.
They have
at
all. Like, it's hanging down. You see them if you walk behind a peacock, it's like truck nuts.
What?
I like to think the meeting was like,
I mean, we're going to give them
vasectomies. Yeah, but it's internal. It would be a nightmare because you'd have to get the. It would.
Yeah, you have to turn it on. And then
you're jacking them off.
Yeah, that is worse.
I could argue it might be more complicated to do that. And definitely worse and grosser.
Maybe you just pluck one tail feather and it makes them undesirable to the females.
This is how you guys find out. I think all animals have like human dicks.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Yep. There's just two balls and a dick on everything. Just hanging out.
Completely as normal. Bald dick on every animal.
Balls and dicks.
Yep. Snakes, dick. They got them.
Grizzly bear rearing up, just a human dick and balls hanging out.
It is weird on snakes because you'd think they'd be more streamlined, but nope.
That's why they got to be kind of side saddle. If you ever look carefully at a snake.
Which way do all animals dress?
They're not fully down flat because that would be mashing it in.
Yep.
Right.
Dragging it along the ground. Not ideal.
Yep. Snakes going there. It looks like somebody walked through there with a big bag of clementines, dragging it through the sand. That's how it works. Inconvenient for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a couple million years, we'll have some more efficient equipment.
No, all animals are evolving toward having human dicks.
Human dicks and balls. They treasure our efficiency.
External sex organs, it's definitely
what evolution would point toward for everything.
A totally flashing red button for you to be injured and incapacitated. Yeah.
Yeah, look at the dick and balls on that beached whale.
And don't worry. Humongous. Actually, no, regular size. Yeah. It's very strange.
It's a little one. It's right there.
Well.
Anyway.
Armadillo.
I'm glad
rolling up
peacocks get to keep all their shit.
Yeah,
that's good.
This story comes to us from, I believe, Chris, fucking busted adult Yoda in the Discord.
Nasty. He's a slob. Yeah, that adult Yoda, gross.
Yeah, in a swamp, stinky.
Men really like live it. Like this and think it's okay. It's just Yoda's hovel.
Yep, just a swamp with a crashed ship in it.
Jedi masters really live like this.
See no issue.
They do. They always are living in some hut.
They,
yeah.
They are very like a monastic order of incels kind of vibes.
Yeah, I wish they fell down more so you could see their, because that's the funniest part of them wearing robes. Then you see their dick and balls.
Their human dick and balls are under there?
That was a mistake in episode 3 when Yoda knocks the Emperor over. You see his dick and balls.
It's so weird. I get it's
jarring.
I understand. It's because of the centripetal force, but they're always doing cartwheels and you never see their dick and balls.
they have flipping around. Pants under there, right?
They're like skorts. They have like a little, you know.
I just imagine they had like the kung fu pants, you know, the like kind of baggy.
I think some of them do. I feel like some, especially like Tatooine, you can throw pants on under there.
Yeah, it's hot.
Let that thing dangle. Yeah,
everyone on Tatooine.
Then you're getting a lot of sand in there.
They organize the robes with the Force to like not show anything, you know. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yoda wearing bike shorts.
He's got Spanx on under there. He's wearing Skims. He's wearing a Skims bodysuit.
Yoda Skims photo shoot.
Shelby, you have a new Photoshop assignment.
Yoda wearing those bike shorts with one ball hanging out. Oh, sorry.
Like a Billy Madison.
Use my promo code, you will.
Here's my promo code.
You just saw that guy's balls.
Yeah. Yoda is sitting down on a log to teach like the Force is sitting on his balls.
Oh.
I think we're just writing Spaceballs.
I think this is what they did. Yeah. This is where that came from.
Call the Force the Schwartz. Is that it? Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yoda wearing Skims. Yeah,
what do you think he was doing before Luke got there? You're probably cranking off 24/7.
I don't know, man. He's done it all. He's 900 years old or whatever.
He's done it all.
The sexual experience of Yoda. Incredible.
Well, Yaddle's dead for a long time, I assume.
It's just Yaddle, yeah.
I don't think we ever saw Yaddle get murked, but I assume she went down when they executed her 66.
Single message from Yoda in Yaddle's Instagram DMs. Hello. It is me, Yoda.
Up are you?
Santa loads up his sleigh with a present-filled sack while we do mysterious accents with one Alex Patak.
This is a story about a U.S. cancer patient. That's not the end of it, all right?
Very sad.
Yeah. this is a guy who, it should be said, this is noted, has no immediate family from Ireland whatsoever, but is a seeming side effect of his cancer has developed an uncontrollable Irish accent. I think another... There you go. Is that Scottish?
No, it's...
No, this is...
That's what it's like.
What are they doing? Another thing here that I think is fascinating to me is that you would assume, like, when you hear this story, you'd be like, oh, it's some sort of brain cancer. It's prostate cancer. Nowhere near the brain. It's not really in there.
So what's the theory on what caused it? Do they have, like...
Is this a riddle?
Yes, this is a complicated riddle.
Is it
your son?
is it due to the treatment? Is that what they think, or what's the
their guess is that they think the voice change was caused by a condition called paraneoplastic neurological disorder, which is when a cancer patient's immune systems attack parts of their brain as well as muscles, nerves, and spinal cord.
Okay,
which is not as fun.
Kind of a British occupation of the spinal cord, in a way.
Yeah. They're colonizing my spinal cord. I'm reading this. They just mentioned this. You would think that an uncontrollable Irish accent wouldn't be great, but it turns out there is a worse situation that has happened in the past. In 2006, they mentioned that a woman suffered a stroke and just ended up with a Jamaican accent. Which is, she
I
went
heard about
full Adrian Brody.
Was she a white lady? That's, I guess, the question.
I would guess that UK woman Linda Walker was a white lady, yes. That would be my best guess, but I don't know.
Okay, I mean, you know, I I was going to say the idea of like having some kind of neurological issue that make like it's caused by like, yeah, some kind of treatment or something. And you have to do like a really offensive act. You can't not speak in a really offensive accent all the time. Yeah. That's like a, I don't know, like a curb plot or something.
True Mr. Show shit.
I mean the reveal on this story would be like that it's like the most offensive and like Lucky Charms ass Irish accent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh. Like, right. It's like, okay, well, I guess that is technically an Irish. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it's the clip of the Joker handing the woman on the bus the note with his condition on it, and she just opens it and he's like, I have to talk like this.
This is the problem.
I can't help myself.
I'm sorry.
I love your son.
Well, here's the problem. Right away.
Is there any way to prove that they're not Irish? Faking this? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you just look, you're like, where are you from? You figure it out, you know? Oh, to prove they're not faking it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like put them in a life-threatening situation.
Oh, yeah. But I would argue that even if you put an Irish person in a life-threatening situation, it was like, stop doing that accent. They would stop. Stop doing that.
I'm just saying, without running anything, like a pure, blind data analysis, you just drop them into a lion's den and see if it comes out like, help! Or like, there's a lion here!
That's the default. Help!
For fuck's sake!
Help!
Help me!
Yeah, I mean, it is... It is interesting that, like, you know, is this actually an Irish accent, or is it just like he speaks with like a thing that now like resembles? Because you know what I mean, like, it, I don't know how the brain, something that happened to the brain that makes it like a particular nation's accent. It's just such a strange thing to think about. Like, again, yeah. You know, I had to have this surgery, and now I speak with an offensively over the top Italian accent. That's what I. That's how I talk now.
Yeah. I got the disease.
The lady that you mentioned, Eli, she is a white lady. The accent, I guess,
me very sick.
It's okay. So her sister-in-law said she sounded Italian. Her brother said she sounded Slovakian. Someone else said she sounded French Canadian. And the latest is that she sounds Jamaican. So it's just like apparently it's like a Rorschach, but for what accent you hear this lady doing.
It also sounds like she might just
have this disease as well when I do my impressions and they come out 100 different ethnicities.
Yeah. I mean, from that, it sort of sounds like she maybe just has difficulty speaking.
Right.
People are like, what is this accent? And she's like,
what are you, Slovakian today?
This sounds Slovakian. It's like, you know, okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
This is,
there's a worm in me brain.
That's Slovakian.
Is that
you
Jamaican?
Right there.
That's my best Jamaican accent. How did it come out?
Middling.
I was putting that in my packet, my SNL packet.
Your Jamaican accent is basically a pirate.
Man, can you imagine?
There's a worm in me brain.
You're that's just Mr. Krabs, guys. Yeah. That's just
SpongeBob.
Can you imagine you get all the way to like the final callbacks, like whatever, they make you do like 15 different characters each time and you have to do 3 callbacks at SNL. And then in your final one, you open with just the Adrian Brody Rasta man. You just blow it all up.
Lauren, I'll be doing Mr. Krabs for you. SpongeBob.
It's a little character I like to call Rasta man.
Just a guy getting up on stage and pulling a ventriloquist, pulling out a Jamaican puppet, and everyone just booing immediately.
Wait until you hear it. I haven't even done it yet.
Stop.
I mean, do we know that Jeff Dunham doesn't have a Jamaican puppet? I mean, let's just try to confirm this.
I mean, it would be, why would he mess with the success of Ahmed the Dead Terrorist?
Oh, boy. I mean, he appears to have somebody called Sweet Daddy D? Is this real? I can't believe
this.
This
I gotta see.
The banner images from the YouTube clip, Sweet Daddy D is a PIMP, and it's Jeff Dunham holding this guy, or this dummy.
I've seen this, yes.
Oh my, I can't believe this exists. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I remember it now.
That's worse. That's worse than Rasta Man. That's wow. He really. Yeah, he saw.
Well, these are just puppets he's finding. I don't think it's his fault what they sound like. Right, that's right. Just their voice.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's a victim of what puppets he finds.
He keeps telling them to. He keeps telling them to stop. You know.
These puppets have a medical condition.
That causes
them to come out in horribly offensive accents.
The puppets all have foreign accent syndrome. Yeah.
If Jeff Dunham wasn't a coward, he would use Howard the Haunted Doll as one of his puppets. Do Annabelle, Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, get Jeff Dunham to do Annabelle.
I think he's good.
Show me a closet Jeff Dunham lover. It's like, yeah. We love a jalapeno on a stick here on the pod. But also, back to this story. This is something, so I guess it happens not infrequently. They have a name for it, at least, called foreign accent syndrome, which isn't a lot of effort, but, you know, there you are. This is my favorite. They've listed other times this has happened. This one, man, one of the first reported cases of this happening was in 1941, already not a great year, when a young Norwegian woman developed a German accent after being hit by bomb shrapnel. And everyone around her thought she was a Nazi spy because she was speaking in a German accent.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
I was about to say, how do we know she didn't just flip sides?
Yeah. Which also, someone speaking in a German accent, you should think they're not a Nazi spy because that'd be a terrible spy. Like, what are you guys talking about?
If we're going to help the Allies win?
Yeah. It's like, where do you think all the soldiers are? If you had to guess. Where are our most vulnerable positions, fellows?
You know? From one Norwegian to the next, where are we keeping all the guns today?
Yeah. I forgot. Could you remind me, where is the president? yeah. So it's.
I'm not a spy. I just have that syndrome.
I have
spy
syndrome.
You know the one
syndrome.
Jeff Dunham has? Makes him become all of the people of the world.
Yeah. Watching a Jeff Dunham special, this guy is sick.
There's a little warning that pops up for the Comedy Central special. They're like, Jeff Dunham has a very serious disease.
Eggnog is overrated, but let's keep that between us. Though still not as bad as the way we pronounce genius.
Number 3 comes to us from Boy Beanius. Very good name. I like that one.
Babenius.
Boy Beanius.
Tough time to be taking a drink there. That was
great. I'm a Beanius. Well, I don't think so. Right away, I'm going to say no, I don't think so.
Well, genius is for girl, right? It's like, did you say
I'm
genius?
A genius is for girl. Definitely.
I'm a recipient of the MacArthur Genius Grant.
Saying that like a job interview or something?
I'm a Rhodes Scholar.
Mispronouncing genius. Genius is, wow, great bit. Sorry, what word are you saying? A genius, you know, really smart.
Yeah.
You know, really, really smart.
Like Einstein, you know, like, yeah, that's me.
A genius. Like Einstein. You know, like Einstein.
When we look back at the famous geniuses of history.
Going to the genius bar at the Apple store.
Just getting an F in the first 4 words of your book report. Delivering in front of the class.
I have to go to the genius bar after this. I'm going to do that.
Dude, please call them geniuses. Please, geniuses. Also,
I'm
talk to
go
them
in
like
and
the
I'm
sharks.
Gonna say, I'm going to say I have a genius bar appointment. And see what they do. I really am. I don't want to record it because that makes you an asshole, but I am going to do it.
If you walk in holding up your phone, the assumption is you're some kind of libertarian or something. Or something
right. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Am I allowed to be here? Am I allowed to be here? Hello? Yeah. Like, what? Yes.
I have a genius bar appointment. My iPad won't eat the mac and cheese I'm trying to feed it. And I need some help. And genius bar. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Great stuff. We did it.
Good stuff.
Anyway.
Everyone who listens, go make a genius bar appointment right now.
Looks like Santa is stuck inside the chimney shaft. While we get him down, we'll think about entering the NBA draft.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It is NBA draft season?
It already happened.
It already happened.
But yes.
Oh, right. That guy.
The crazy guy.
The guy I liked with the sparkly jacket.
Oh.
The guy who looks like BJ
guy.
From Gemstones.
The guy who looks like BJ from Gemstones. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought you meant the terrifying 7'4" man that was number one.
The Slender Man was
Slender
number
Man.
One NBA draft?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Well, this
Slender
guy...
Slender Man is a force in the paint, you know?
He would be pretty good. This guy's name is Jordan Haber, and he does not play basketball, did not play basketball, but is going to be a lawyer, so he's annoying. So that's why this happened.
Strays.
Look, I'm not the first person to say it. I'm probably the last person to say it.
Everyone
else has said it. There's a whole genre of terrible jokes about them. But yeah, so I feel like this is proof of my statement. He found a way to enter himself in the NBA draft.
What?
He found some loopholes.
Is this like for... Like, why, I guess, is the question. Is this, like, for content or something?
Yeah, I mean, he, like, likes basketball, and he made a bet with his friends.
Okay.
So he was like, I bet I can get myself in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
And apparently...
The guy says, like, says that. A guy who's going to law school says that. He read the something. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't like a... You're getting into a Tom Sawyer situation if somebody's trying to get you to agree to that bet.
Yeah.
He already knows.
Mm.
Again, proving my point. Lawyers.
This is just reminding me that we still have to do the NFL Combine at some point. So
that's true.
Get ready.
That's true.
It's more than this guy did.
Donate to the damn thing. We'll do it.
Donate to the damn thing.
Subscribe to the thing. Don't donate.
Donate.
You get something in return.
Donate. It's donating because I need the money.
We're not sending you a tax deduction receipt.
You do not have to fill out a W-9 to subscribe to our podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it's
apparently
tax deductible to help me buy Diablo 4. Send me money.
All you need to get into the NBA draft, you have to fill out some paperwork, but the eligibility is like really easy. You basically, you need to be at least 19. You need to have not played in like a number of international leagues. There are like a number of leagues that like would disqualify you from the draft. And one NBA season has to have gone by since you graduated from high school.
You have to be barely legal.
You have to be barely legal.
Shelby laughing at his own joke. Yeah,
sent that through the text of speech and then giggled.
Giggling at his own. Yeah, you have to be a barely legal co-ed because you have to be out of high school too. So, and you can't be eligible for... Well, actually, you can't be a barely legal co-ed because if you're eligible for intercollegiate basketball, you can't be in the draft. So
are these rules going to be changed?
That's a good...
You're eligible for intercollegiate
Says the player
you still have like NCAA eligibility left or something.
Oh yeah, but don't people leave like all the time, like immediately?
But I think it's like it's not during the season, like they're not coming back.
Oh, okay.
I think declaring means you forfeit or something.
Yeah, because you have to. Well, this is the thing that he did. You have to express your desire to be in the draft in writing to the NBA 60 days prior.
It's like
to
renouncing
the draft.
Your citizenship at the airport or something. Like it's magic words.
Yeah, exactly. You have to say the spell.
Hello, NBA. I would like to express my desire to be in the NBA.
Doing a video like that guy who wants to be on SNL, but for the NBA.
Yeah.
Day three of me yelling at the NBA until I get into the NBA.
Let me in. Just let me be one of the guys on the bench that never plays.
I mean, I think that's what he was hoping for.
Maybe one of the guys who holds back the other players and somebody makes a good play.
Yeah.
That does seem like a fun...
Yeah.
Where you're like not really doing anything, but you sort of have to make yourself look busy.
Yeah.
So you like put your arms out in front of the big tall guy standing behind you.
You know, and everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
It's a nice time.
Just collect a couple technical fouls and go home. Be good. Yell at the refs.
Negative value.
Hey, fuck you. I never play, but I just once a year go, hey, fuck you. And the ref gives me a foul and I go home.
Hey, you know what? You got negative points.
Long day at work today.
Negative points on the season.
Saying fuck you to the ref and going home.
Look, just you're paying the rest of all these other players are getting fucking millions of dollars.
Give me
like $36,000 a year.
Yeah.
I'll tell the refs to go fuck themselves once again.
I am going to be so much more cost effective for you than all of these other players.
Yeah, I'm going to wear those warm-ups that they rip off when they go in, but I got nothing on underneath. Scab. Completely naked under the warm-ups.
I'm not in the Players Association. Yes, I am still allowed here for some reason. Yes, I do get beaten up after every game.
The NBA gimp. That's your job. You just start shit.
Yeah.
Go home.
I go out at halftime and I get beaten. They bring out a kid to beat me up.
They lock me in a chest after every game.
We have phased out the half-court shot.
You travel under the bus in the luggage part of the bus.
In a trunk.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
You get picked at halftime, you think you're going to go make a half-court shot and they just lock you in a chest? What the fuck, man?
Every team should have one. It's like an anti-mascot.
You be quiet, you win the money. You gotta not make any noise the rest of the game. You get $500.
Zip his little thing shut on the mask. Got nose holes. It's fine.
Yeah.
He'll be all right in there. He likes it in there.
Yeah. Bringing out the official mascot of the Utah Jazz. A guy in a chest. We're gonna sink him to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't have like a personified mascot if you're at the Jazz.
Oh, so
you just gotta have a gimp.
Billy Crystal.
That's the mascot for the Utah Jazz is Billy Crystal doing the jazz man. Is that what your
face is? Here comes the jazz mascot
jazz
character.
Jazz face.
His name is just Face.
That's funny because he is doing Face.
Yeah.
He's doing many forms of face.
Playing the licorice stick.
Here comes the jazz mascot to do a dance nobody is sure if is okay.
Imagine, like,
we can't show it on TV. You gotta turn off the cameras.
I'm just imagining, like, Billy Crystal gets, like,
killed.
According to my friend. My friend Zach Brooks calls it getting gayshined when you have allegations against you. If Billy Crystal gets gayshined and then he does a Kevin Spacey and apologizes as the jazz man.
Like in a video every Christmas?
Yeah.
No contact at all otherwise. Just a video every Christmas.
A transmission.
This has nothing to do with New Orleans. Why do you keep bringing New Orleans up?
Anyway, good for this guy.
Yeah,
I mean, so they're gonna change the rules. I don't know what exactly they're gonna say. It's like you have to be good at basketball.
Yeah, I don't know what the qualification is gonna be.
Draft you, like, I don't know, because there are.
Yeah, I think you could just put yourself in. They just don't have any interest in you,
right? But, like, they left his name off the
thousands of people, though. Like, you know who? Yeah, a bunch of jackoffs are gonna do the same thing next year, probably.
Yeah. Well, I think they just I don't even know, like. I guess there's a big list of people they can choose, but they just...
Putting my name in the NBA draft. Social experiment. And then, like, some TikTok guy rushing the thing.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, well, we got to send some scouts over there. We got to check them out.
Yeah, like, this guy, they just like, left him off the list. Yeah, like, he wasn't even on the list.
They should just make you pay. It should cost, like, 10 grand or something. Well, that wouldn't stop the TikTok guys.
No, and it would also make it exclusively reserved for the most annoying people on Earth.
That are not actual basketball players.
Right. Mm-hmm. Non-basketball edition of most annoying people.
It should just signing up should be really high up. It should
you should have to get it
off of the backboard.
Yeah, you have to get off the rim.
If you have a step stool in your house, you cannot
enter the NBA.
You cannot enter the NBA draft.
So. Yeah, that's me. I'm the guy in the NBA that has a step stool going up and down the court. Pass me the ball. I put the stool down.
Hang on.
It's a little folding one, so you have to, like, unfold it.
Whoa.
There's a fast break. I'm like, throw a pass. And I try to set up the stool. They come and kick the stool out, and I eat shit.
You're
going to
make me fall.
No, you're going to make me fall.
Foul. You made him fall. You're not allowed to make him fall.
I like...
Not allowed. That's what the refs say.
Not in my house.
Knock it off.
Official ref ruling, knock it off.
Yeah.
I have a...
That's the tweet I can't credit because I don't remember who it is, but just shoving Dracula. I said knock it off.
Cut it out, man.
Foul on Dracula. Biting.
Blah. Getting teed up for saying blah, the ref.
That's why he gets kicked out.
I disagree.
This is bullshit.
Fuck you.
Fuck y'all.
I'm allowed to be down here. Fuck, I don't know. The shot clock does not apply to me.
I mean, he's the one who's in the crate, right? They put him in his little coffin and put him in the bottom of the bus.
Yep. It's very different.
Our mascot is Dracula in a crate.
Santa's still stuck. He's the size of a manatee. Why, he's practically the size of Strega Nonas, Big Anthony.
Number one came to us from a variety of people. It was described among other ways as a Strega Nona situation happening, yeah. Which does seem to be accurate.
A Strega Nono.
Obviously, people came to us for that reason. And this is from the state of New Jersey. There is somebody found, I guess the final estimate is about 500 pounds of cooked pasta in the woods.
Spaghetti, correct?
I believe it was spaghetti.
Different shapes.
Yes.
Different
spaghetti.
Shapes.
Okay, spaghetti and macaroni. Yeah, I don't know if we have a full rundown here. Let's see.
Is New Jersey, so you think they would be like really extensively cataloging the pasta shapes? Mm-hmm. Like the cops there should know.
Okay, there's just kind of some elbow macaroni. I don't know what the Italian name for that, you know, for that one is.
Still, as far as shapes, if you have to clean it up, that's not bad. If it was orzo. No, there's
that's
a problem.
Bitch. That's a problem. Yeah, spaghetti's pretty easy. Obviously, you just get a big fork and spin it around.
It around. You're all set.
Depending on your preference, you put a big spoon behind the fork or not. Depends on what you're. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a real literal forklift and you drill it into the spaghetti.
Couscous.
you get a bilge pump and you feed one end of the spaghetti into it and it sucks it all out. It's perfectly fine, you know, or you just get one very hungry guy, suck it all up.
You get Big Anthony or whatever his name is in Striganona.
I don't think his name is Big Anthony. I mean, after he's done, he is big, but.
You just get like a Joey's World Tour type guy in it. Oh,
yeah!
Badlands Chugs maybe could handle this. He sometimes does things that aren't explicitly chugging. He's a general competitive eater. Get him in there.
Yeah.
You gotta get someone who can not only eat a lot, but who is fine with eating woods pasta. That thing. Off the floor.
It's like a primavera, you know? It's very, it's earthy or whatever.
Maybe you'll like, dig wiki. Up a Hold truffle on. While you're, scooping that stuff up will be good.
I am now on a study guide for Strega Nona. Listen, if you need a study guide for Strega Nona, this is absolutely longer than
like
Strega Nona.
Strega Nona Spark Notes?
Yeah. Can you not get through Strega Nona?
Spark a Nota.
No joke. This is like 20 paragraphs about Big Anthony. Here we go. Okay. Here, let me walk you through the navigation.
The Wikipedia article for Strega Nona has been marked for reduction because it's too detailed.
Dude, this is the study guide for Strega Nona. Let me just walk you through the navigation bar of the study guide for Strega Nona. Introduction, summary main, story, themes main, rules and order, community, wisdom and knowledge, characters main, Strega Nona, Big Anthony. Then there are... over about a dozen analysis subheaders.
Wow.
And then quotes. Let's see. Quotes main.
Strega Nona villains wiki. Yeah.
Strega Nona quotes, just an empty web page.
Nothing of value in Strega Nona, apparently. Hurtful.
Yeah. The writing style of Strega Nona, simple and conversational. Good to know.
Almost like you could just read it and figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I guess Big Anthony's the villain. Never mind. Big Anthony villains wiki. Excuse me.
Let me give you the start. This has to be a bit. I don't know.
I mean, villains wiki really is generous because you posted a Streeter Peters villains wiki the other day. Crazy. In what world? He's not a villain.
Well, I believe it said he's the implied villain of like the first season of the other two. We're talking about the other two for those who are.
Guys, can I give you just a couple choice excerpts from the Big Anthony breakdown?
Please.
On the Oh, Big Anthony, why did you have to touch that pasta pot? That's what some readers may wonder about the big sweet villager who accepts a job as Strega Nona's helper.
Another implied villain.
Yeah, yeah. While Stregonona represents an ideal to which many aspire but few attain, Big Anthony is kind of an everyman. Here we go. Here's my favorite. Big Anthony's first motivation is pride. What are the motivations of Big Anthony?
Big Anthony was going through the Greek hero cycle.
Hero's journey.
Hubris. His arte was being big and named Anthony. And then Ate is having to eat all, and Nemesis is having to eat all the pasta, I guess, right? That's how that ends.
They also refer to Big Anthony eating too much of the pasta as a foible. So, if you couldn't understand Stregonona, but you do know the word foibles, I have the webpage for you.
If you want to be a kid who calls it something it's not in a book report, and the teacher's like, oh, what's this word? You're like presenting in front of the class, and you just get completely caught red-handed.
You're a kid who says the word foibles, and you aren't just mispronouncing furballs, check out the Stregonona wiki. It's for you. Man,
there's a whole bunch of there's a Big Anthony, like... Big Anthony and the Magic Ring is a book by Tommy DePaola. Big Spin Anthony, off. His story. Is that like the Big Anthony, If I Did It? Like, is that the...
If I Did It. If I Ate All That Spaghetti from the Magic Pot.
If I Touched the Pasta Pot. If I Did It by Big Anthony.
Oh, man.
I think that's what it is. You're right. Big Anthony's story.
What else
told
could it
for
be?
For the first time here.
There's also a section
the head
on
the of the
ending.
Publishing house had to resign after agreeing to do that one.
There's also a section on the ending, people Googling Stregonona ending explained.
That's going to be like on all those like chum sites, like Screen Rant, Stregonona ending explained.
Someone's going to make a 28-minute YouTube video about it.
Yeah. Stregonona, a Stregonona credit scene. You gotta Google that to make sure you don't leave too
credits.
Early.
Yeah.
The smoke alarm rings from the cookies, I presume, while we discuss the do's and don'ts of the office bathroom.
It's so nasty to give a bunch of little kids who can't take care of anything a reed instrument. Like, it's full of fucking reed or brass. Like, it's full of fucking spit, and you have to, like, put in the little popsicle stick that probably has mildew on it because you didn't clean it.
Yeah,
nasty.
Spit valves.
I don't give a little kid something with a spit valve. Yeah. I don't care. They're not going to be
Armstrong. My trumpet is probably somewhere. I don't know.
Your trumpet is probably somewhere?
I play the flute. I played the flute for a very long time.
Might be in a storage unit, although it's too big to probably survive the move, I would suspect.
My mom called me like a month ago and was like, can I give your flute away? And I was like, yes.
Damn, I didn't know I was doing a podcast with a trumpet and a flute, motherfucker.
A flautist. Thank you.
I mean, flautist.
It was one of those things where, like, I'm sure it was like a few $100s or whatever, but it was like, when I was a kid, it was like, this is the most expensive thing that ever existed.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's still, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Crazy expensive.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, it was not like another
car.
They
don't give you like a good one.
Right.
Yeah. But they got all the fucking holes in them and shit.
It's a fun thing. You walk around with just a mouthpiece and you're just like, it's like a little, like, you know, a little
good
noise
bit.
And you can kind of jump up. You mean jump up and down, play
and your
notes
parents are like, well, he'll get the one clarinet job sometime, the one Philharmonic Orchestra.
I'm glad I did it. I feel like it taught me how to read music and stuff.
Yeah,
taught me how to. I don't know.
I don't remember. I'm sure I don't remember how to read music. It's been. Yeah. I stopped in eighth grade. So
I feel like
you can just
I
do
could
that with a kazoo in your mouth, though. Just learn how to read music.
I feel like there's like some level of it that I would like. If I picked up a flute now and you gave me a really simple, but I think I would be able to do it because I remember like.
I'm trying to remember the scale. It's like
I also played like you're gonna make fun of me for this. I played through college, so it's not that much in the
how
distant
do
playing Jethro Tull song.
Started taking
very
drugs
cool,
and then did the flute solo from Knights in White Satin.
Yep,
yeah,
that's me.
Or Wild Thing.
I will say,
that's actually pretty sick flute solo.
I've been getting annoyed by trumpets lately, so this is on my mind.
Sick of, sick of Lou Bega.
Yeah, well, I've been section. Like, I've been trying to.
That's me.
Is that Ron Burgundy?
Because I've been listening. I've been trying. I think every once in a while I try to give jazz another good listen. And I'm like, I literally am searching like jazz without trumpets. I'm like, get
you don't like
out.
The trumpet?
Dude, because
even like a muted one, you don't like.
Yeah, get like a kind of blue.
Look, if you have to mute an instrument, maybe it's a bad. And no, I don't know. But no, it's like, it's just. Like, out of nowhere, like, dude.
Screaming.
Stop.
You're frightening me.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
But it's, you put on like a jazz playlist to work and everyone's fucking saxophoning like, away. Wah! Yeah, exactly.
Just play Kind of Blue on repeat. It's pretty mellow. Yeah. It's very good.
Like, this is good. If you listen, it's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, the trumpet always comes in. He's always like making a goddamn scene.
See, this
like,
is a real.
Trumpet is like the Kool-Aid Man instrument.
Yeah. Like, he looks like he's about to die because they're always like, because it's very hard.
Yeah.
This is like very loud. Thank you.
That's the trumpet, dude. It's because if
but
it's
that's,
like,
but that's,
strip the trumpet out, that's and it's very
real,
calming.
That's some real how-do shit right there, for sure.
It does sound like it's a bit.
Freak instrument. Get out, dude. Yeah, it's
the
just
guy, you go in the bathroom. The guy in the next stall's sound like that.
Shelby's just searching music where trumpet sounds like it's farting and yeah. playing.
Well, yeah, oh, Kat doesn't like that kind of humor. I'm not allowed to send videos of someone playing a trombone into a bowl of pudding anymore.
I don't like that.
Eli sent us a gross video, and I needed to let everyone know.
I don't like this.
I don't like that type of humor. I'm glad you thought it was funny that I said that. I thought it was very funny that I said that, and then no one like responded, and I was like, maybe that's not that funny.
Well, I wasn't sure. I mean, I figured you were somewhat serious, but it is what you're like.
That's not funny. I fart also.
I just shit my pants in the car. I just didn't make it. So it's actually not funny to me to watch someone blow a trumpet into a bowl of pudding.
Look, if Liza made that kind of noise, it would make it, the whole situation a lot funnier.
Yeah.
There's no noise. There's just a sad dog looking up at you like, I couldn't do it.
I will say, I did find that video a little gross, but I was kidding.
It's also not totally clear, like...
It looks like poop. It looks like he's playing the trumpet into the poop. Like,
mud butt doesn't make a sound.
Is this it?
That's tough.
Yeah, you always sent us a video of that.
It's not the first group chat I've been told to stop sending.
Everyone's got that guy that works in their office that if you see his shoes, you know it's about to be a goddamn symphony in there. This sounds like a fucking haunted house.
This is like something that I just... It's so... Okay, just the sound is pretty funny.
Yeah, it sounds like a bee sending Morse code.
The micro machine bee.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't know. There's something so unresolvable to me about the fact that like in a men's public restroom, you basically have to just be like, I'm here to shit. And then you go shit. That's so weird to me.
You might just be tired. Sometimes you just go in there because you're tired.
I sit down when I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sit when I pee and stand when I shit. That's my weird MO.
You might not see, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Did you?
Tough Samurai used to do it.
Was it a tweet or a video that somebody was like, someone just like... ruined a bathroom and then heard the guy in the stall next to him go, yeah, I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was a blue sky post.
Yeah.
Just somebody's blowing it out.
Who is at fault there? Yeah. That is a problem of the guy on the phone. Yeah. Get the fuck out of the bathroom.
Don't bring me into this. Yeah. Don't bring me into the bathroom with you.
The most embarrassing at like an airport or a train station when you have to like set up all your luggage too. Mm. And now you're like in your little,
not
your little
station. Castle. Not good. Man, having to fucking hang your coat up on one of those hooks, not good. I didn't want to be in that scenario.
Yeah, shaking out my velvet jacket to take a monster shit at the gala.
Yeah, man. I just like, I don't know. I know that's what it's for, but it just like, it just sucks that everyone has to know.
We need to have every single stall soundproofed, like its own little hermetically sealed situation.
It's just in a women's bathroom, that's the black box. You don't know what's going on in there. Everybody has to go in there no matter what.
Yeah. It's a party in the men's bathroom, though. Everyone's hanging out.
Hey, what's up, man?
That's true.
How's it going in there?
Want to see how far away from the urinal we can get? Not spill?
Is that going on a lot?
Yeah. College, I feel
like. What about when there's like a line after something and then you have to go in the stall like, and you close the door? Like, you know, it's like, this guy's taking this thing out of commission for an extra little bit. It's fucking everybody up here.
God, walking out, then putting up a handmade closed sign.
Out of business.
Yeah.
And you walk past the whole line of people that are still waiting, like out the door.
Mm.
Picturing the bathroom at Alamo, like after the movie. Like, yeah. If you had to go in there, it's like, yeah, well.
This is another thing about this.
Sorry, man. I had a milkshake.
This is another thing about this issue that I find really confusing.
I had a bunch of quail eggs from here, sorry.
Why do men take so long to shit? I feel like I've asked you guys this before. Why?
Because it's like one of the only moments of true peace in this world.
Yeah, it's just like a moment of solitude.
Yeah. Here's a question. Why are women shitting so fast?
I mean, it's not that difficult.
I don't take a long time if there's other people in the bathroom. I'm fucking out of there, man. It's even longer if you have to wait to see who exits the stall first,
because
you don't have to fucking wait and make eye contact with anybody washing your hands next to each other.
My bathroom at the bathroom
legs
at
going
my
numb.
Job yeah. is legs going numb.
Your legs not going numb?
Fuck.
That's a big part of it. Better shake it out.
The bathroom at my job is gender neutral, and it's like I work.
That's hell. That's hell to me.
Patty's against it, but for different reasons.
Just I don't want anyone. It's because of me. I don't want anyone to have to endure. Yeah.
It just means more types of people are going to hear you.
That's
correct. Yeah. The gender neutral bathroom doesn't bother me, but it does bother me that it is. I work at a school and I have to use the same bathroom as the students. So like, if I'm making a noise in
you're the teacher,
Mrs. Barbadoro.
like
gross.
They're in college.
Credibility devastated.
Kind of, yeah. I don't want them to hear it.
He's like, hi, hello, good morning, class. I heard you farting in there. Like, I need to transfer schools.
I can't have them hear me tooting.
I have to kill this kid.
Strangle this kid in the bathroom.
Run him over when he's walking home from school.
Yep. Yeah. Bad situation.
That's not good. Yeah. I forget who it was. Somebody had a... And this is like before, this is like in like 2010 or something. One of my friends had like a one toilet bathroom in their office.
Well, so, that's okay.
But it was like gender neutral, but it was just like, you go in there, everyone fucking knows you're in there, and you come out of there and someone's waiting to go in. You know, it's just like not a good situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really got to try your best to leave no trace.
Yeah. It's like we have a norm in this office. If they should put a little occupied thing on there. If it's occupied, you'd fucking... We got to vacate. No one needs to know who's coming out of there.
Don't knock. Don't fucking knock. Just let me be in there. You know? That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why you need the occupied. Yeah. That's why you need every bathroom should
and
have
And then,
one
there needs to be like a CCTV like blind spot next to the door. So whoever's coming out, there's no evidence of who it is.
Should be disposable bathrooms.
Someone's in here.
It's very funny.
Someone's in here.
Yeah, disposable bathroom. Use it, crunch it up, throw it away.
Yeah,
put it in the trash.
It goes into like the phantom zone.
One of those cranes with a big magnet. Throw it into the quarry. Throw it onto the landfill.
Collapses into itself.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yeah. I can't risk it. That's why I shit into a bucket at my desk.
Can't risk it. Can't take that chance.
Yeah.
Nope.
At least it's a college and not a young school where you got to do it on a little baby. I feel like you're laying an egg.
Oh, man.
Well, they have a teacher's bathroom, don't they? I feel like
they do. You can't be a teacher and use those tiny little toilets.
But if you've ever done like volunteered or like done like
just
a
sitting down,
you do
and
have
just
to use the tiny one,
pulling it off the wall with sheer weight.
Yeah.
Water everywhere.
Yeah. Going Liver King.
Yeah.
Just cracking a toilet.
Liver King mode.
Go there.
I feel
you're
like the
like
teachers
Gollum
have a bathroom.
Stances.
I cut my ass on the broken toilet. It's sharp. It broke sharp.
Breaking the toilet and then trying to start class again. Unbelievable. Throw the syllabus away.
We're trying to attempt to restore order. Failed.
Make an announcement over the school PA.
Everyone wants to use the bathroom. Mrs. Barbadoro broke the bathroom.
I'll give you a real moral test here. Is you walk in the bathroom at like your office or place of work, wherever, and it's like one of the toilets is like already clogged. Like say the one you normally use, like there's two stalls or whatever, right?
You're like, regular, yes.
But so you're like, all right, that's why you noticed, right? Because otherwise, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's not clear. There's no out of order sign. It's not clear anyone's been told about.
I think
it.
I know where this is going.
Do you say it? Because you have to be like, it wasn't me. It was like that when I got in there. But I just want to say, just
or
so
like,
somebody can deal with it.
Do you? I feel like the thing too. If you're in like a crowded one where there's one that's out of order, and everyone who comes in is like, oh, there's an open one, and it's like. You have to give them a little nod.
Oh,
like,
no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this
don't,
is...
You don't want to see what's happening
like the subway car, yeah.
Yeah.
That can be, I mean, a thing at, especially like with gender-neutral restrooms or like at a bar. Like, I was at place, and I went into the bathroom, and someone had done a real, they had made a mess in there.
Paint
and
job.
I'm walking out, job, and it's wait, what?
Paint a real job. Paint job.
Paint job. Oh, I thought you said Patreon, and I was like, because this is such good content.
Real Patreon.
Real Patreon.
Yeah, paint job. Yeah. Someone did a real Patreon in there. So, and then there's like the person who's supposed to go into the bathroom right after me was like a woman, like an attractive woman. And I like, got out, and I just didn't know. I had to say something. I wasn't just going to be like, because if you say nothing, that's guilt, because it's like he wanted to get the fuck out of there.
It was already right. Like that.
So I just went with, I said, fair warning, somebody did a real number in there.
I think that's classy. I think that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
You're like, how do?
Blowing up the bathroom.
How do? Being
followed by a green stink cloud. How do? My lady.
If you don't like your present, please don't scoff. Think about Flubber instead and whether or not they can jack off.
We got slime, folks. We got some fancy schmancy slime bubbling up. This is the newest hot thing in Manhattan. If you're walking around, you could see a mysterious green slime that is oozing from Gotham's grates and manholes.
It's pretty amazing because, like, it's green slime, but the shade of green it is slime green.
It's green slime.
Like, the only thing that is that color green is the cover of a Goosebumps
like
book.
Somebody said, yeah. I don't know.
It's monster blood as green slime.
Oh, man. Monster
yeah, blood. I'm not trying to, yeah, I'm not trying to pull your leg or, you know, take poetic license here. And it's like, oh, it's a moss colored. It's an earth tone. No, this stuff is fucking green as hell.
Yeah.
Ooze.
This is bright green. It is absolutely ooze.
It's flubber.
It's turtle it's time.
Flubber colored.
It is kind of flubber colored. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Turtle time, absolutely.
Remember there's a little guy in Flubber? That was pretty good.
The little Flubber man?
Yeah. Because it also was like stuff going around, but there was like the little like.
This is yeah. A good Frankenstein question is like, is that little guy's name Flubber?
You know? He's Flubber.
He's made of Flubber. Is that a proper noun for him?
Nobody ever asked his name. They didn't care who he was.
Yeah, he couldn't like make any noise, right? He probably squeaked a little bit when he like rubbed himself together, kind of.
When he rubbed himself.
Not
Flubber, yeah. Stop.
I was aware of how that came out. Oh no,
it's sentient enough to learn
right self gratification, and that's all it wants to do. It doesn't need to eat. It doesn't need to sleep.
It has no other needs.
Flubber died because
jacked off itself to death.
R.I.P. Flubber.
Children's movie.
That would solve the problem of the movie, which is like, how do we get rid of this?
Well, I found out, but you're not going to like it.
Just a little coffin. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. On the IMDb, you're like, this is not what I remembered happening in Flubber.
Hey, man, your Flubber is gooning.
No. Oh no, not gooning. The heartwarming
tale of a little green man who jacked himself off to death. Talk about a nutty professor. Anyways.
Flubber, don't do it. Flubber, stop.
Flubber, stop.
Flubber, cut
that's for
out.
Private time, Flubber.
Yeah, sorry, man. I can't come over. Flubber's won't stop jacking off. I gotta stop him.
I got a problem
die.
Over here.
If I stop, I'll die. That's it. Learned how to talk to say that.
That looks very painful
for you. Yeah.
Santa has left. He's back at home to take care of that little shit, David the gnome.
Should we talk about our story?
Yeah.
All right, do you forget what the story is? You're looking. Eli's brain just checked out.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The boots was kind of A to C, or rather C to A.
I feel like it's
A
the main
process.
I feel like it's the main thing.
Yeah,
boots. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking Ron DeSantis and his shitty little boots.
Ronald,
human dynamo, Ron DeSantis.
He's wearing his
sexual charismatic powerhouse. Ron DeSantis,
David the gnome boots.
Human ball of joie de vivre.
Do you know what happens at the end of David the gnome? By the way, this is something I bored with Whitney with. Yeah, well, yeah, actually.
He died. What happens
That's
to
just
him?
My guess.
Like, it's only 25 episodes of
he
that
is
show.
Old.
It's a weird, like, Spanish
what the fuck
show.
Is David the Gnome?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon about a little
man. It was
on
Nickelodeon. It's about gnomes and, gnome like, garden guy. Gnomes.
This
and,
is my Shape of Water moment.
And they run. and they like, have, like, they're, like, creatures of the forest, and they ride on a fox named Swift, who's their friend.
It's very wholesome. Okay. It's cute.
But it's not good. I used to hate when it came out when I was a kid.
I feel like it is a...
Oh, great.
It's like when you're reading in the comics, you know, you get to like fucking Mark Trail or something. It's like, oh, fuck off.
Mark Trail was sick.
Get out of here.
I liked David
Mark
the Gnome,
Trail is cool. He did like cool drawings of squirrels. And then he, do you remember that journalist said that Mark Trail was woke now and then he drew him getting killed by a bear?
Mark Trail has gone woke.
Mark Trail drew the guy who said he went woke getting killed by a bear?
No, Mark, the journalist was criticizing Mark Trail because I think the guy who wrote Mark Trail was saying some like he's like a fucking nutso guy.
Oh.
And then the journalist criticized him and then he was like as revenge he drew like a perfect representation of the journalist getting murdered by a bear that's, in the comic.
That's kind of awesome. That's cool. Yeah. That guy's
his ass got Mark
probably don't trailed. Agree with him yeah. on other things now, but that is very cool.
Now, Prince Valiant, that was some dog shit.
Okay, there we go.
Prince fine. Valiant is fucking crap.
Nothing can happen but, you
know,
in three frames.
Get him out of here. Right, there are those dud comics that we all know.
Yeah.
So, I
feel like David the Gnome is the first show that you mark the passage of your time by being like, this one is for babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
This but is a show for babies.
The animation also, is like not good.
I liked it.
It
whatever.
Looks very different every yeah. like, if you Google. Tell me Google
about,
images now.
Tell me about how he dies.
Get to the end. The whole last episode. he's in the towers. Although this was a long time, he was in the 93 bombing. He died. He was in the parking garage.
Oh my god, that was such a close one. I almost spit out my coke.
David the Gnome, double tap.
David the Gnome
in the
like,
towers.
Oh, it's like I just got a new job. I'm gonna be working in the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. Can't wait to start.
Jesus,
working for the ATF.
David the Gnome working for the ATF. What would he do? He's 3 inches tall. What would he do?
He'd sort all the bullets. They'd be doing the ATF raid and all the big agents would be coming out with the guns and then David the Gnome would come out with a bullet.
I don't carrying know how it big over he is. His head.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably like that big.
He rides right. on a fox.
Yeah, you
but
said
but the fox
that.
Is huge. Like the fox is huge.
He does seem like...
He's like this tall.
What?
I missed that Shelby. Yeah, he's like this
David, thing. Why don't you hang back on this one?
He's got the little jacket with the little windbreaker on. It's like, all right.
You put a bulletproof vest on him, he just hits the ground. It's way too heavy.
He gets shot and just goes flying, but is not injured.
Put on your vest, David, and it's a thimble with arm and a head hole cut into it. Yeah. Bullet hits him, he goes flying into a wall.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the last episode, they like... I don't know. He and his wife, who's named, I forget her name, like Janet or something. It's like, but they.
Janet.
This
sounds like so fucking made
it's
up.
But it's also like from Spain. It's very
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, it's really strange.
But so none of the voices match up with the words because it's originally in Spanish. But anyway, so they, and not voices, none of the mouth moving matches up with the words you get. But, so they realize that they're like getting to be 400 years old.
Oh, I have an incredible wrinkle to this when you're done.
And
anyway,
they,
continue.
And they realize that like, because gnomes are only allowed to be on the earth for like 400 years. So they're going to die.
We all know.
So they go to a place to die and they bring along a guy.
They go under the
There's
porch.
Another gnome who like doesn't have a wife who doesn't want to die alone. So he goes with them. This is a children's TV show.
I mean, you
his
claim.
His wife's name was Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, there we go. And it was like not a children's name.
This
like
is my
show
wife.
Name.
This is my wife, Lisa.
Yeah,
David
it's just like
and Lisa.
So normal.
And
fuck is this?
There's also David and Lisa had a granddaughter named Susan.
It's not Susan is not playing. From what I remember reading the synopsis,
what happened
not
to the
this.
Middle? What, how do they have a granddaughter? What happened to their
very
children?
Very sad. Son drowned. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I believed it. I don't know what the fuck is happening with this cartoon.
So they go off somewhere to die, and they have Swift, their loyal fox, like they ride him to someplace, and then they go and they're like, "We had a nice life." Blah blah blah, and they like the one guy turns into like a tree. they turn into two intertwined trees, and you see them like turn into trees.
I think that's nice.
And Swift is like very sad, and it's
Swift
like,
gets double tapped.
And then he eventually leaves after their trees, and he like meets another gnome, and then becomes friends.
Oh, that's
nice.
Like,
what is this show for kids? Exactly. Making your parents have to explain. Well, we don't do that when we. Well, in a way, we do. I guess things grow out of us.
Get put in a mushroom suit.
You won't live 400 years. Oh boy.
Also, like, first, the more you tell me about the show, sorry. Like at first, you're like, well, the gnomes and they ride a fox. And I was like, yeah, of course, whatever. But now that I know more about the show, I feel like the fox is really weird just because they're like, so it's one thing where you're like, gnomes riding a fox. It's like, now riding the fox, it's David and Susan.
I know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so my big reveal about this show is that it was produced by Harvey Weinstein.
Sure.
And there was a revival in the works that got canceled because Harvey Weinstein. Yeah.
He was the entire engine getting that thing made. We got to bring it back.
Yeah.
And then now he's like pretending to be Alzheimer's in jail.
We can't due to the allegations. Yeah. We can't bring David's gnome back.
He aged like 40 years the instant the gavel came down on guilty.
Yep.
What an awful little...
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know.
Like stop radicalizing him against David the Gnome. David the Gnome is good. It was cute.
It was nice. It was not like
it was nice.
Yeah, it was not like a mean spirited show. You know, but it was just like I want more. I don't know what was on before it, but it was just whenever that came on, I was like, all right, time to get up and go do something else. So it was like it was
a
good
great show.
Well, like,
all right, we're gonna turn this off.
Its purpose was to keep kids from watching too much television.
Right. Time to play outside. Try to get them out.
A little poison pill. Yeah.
Time for this. Yeah. Want to learn about different types of mushroom for 20 minutes?
Yeah, no. You're smoking a whole pack of cartoon with David the Gnome. See how much you like it then. Yeah,
I've
never seen this in my life. And I'm worse off for having seen it. David the Gnome. God.
Let's see, David the Gnome death. Let's see if I can show
when I googled it.
Show this. Are we allowed?
When I googled it, the first question was, "What happened to David the Gnome?"
Sure.
You can never see his death. His death was so gruesome they never showed it again.
Yeah, it only aired once.
It's like when somebody breaks their leg on ESPN. They're like, "We're no longer going to show the
David the Gnome did a Bud Dwyer. He held a press conference.
David's here. Oh, looks like he brought a bag lunch. Smart.
Oh, man.
That's just stolen from a Bakun tweet, to be clear. I forgot about these guys. Are these like nasty troll guys, right?
Yeah.
These are like the bad guys. I don't
know. Oh, my God.
I hate looking at those guys.
Yeah.
This is David and Lisa, the sort of mid-transformation. They're just kind of like hugging, and a bunch of little flowers are coming down around them.
I don't know what your problem with this is.
It's just
weird
that they die.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's nice. You know? That's what I'm saying. It's nice, but then, like, it's a clear option to just not kill them.
Right, it would be like having Calvin and Hobbes, like, die at the end of Calvin and Hobbes.
It's not like they, like, die. It's not like X is over their eyes, tongue hanging out. They turn into trees. I mean... It's nice.
The trolls finally get them and they cut their throats.
Yeah. Like, that's not.
I'm just saying, no one's like, well, I love David the Gnome, but I wish they'd just wrapped up that thread of whether they were going to die or not.
That is fair.
But how long do they live?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Ron DeSantis now, please?
Speaking of gnome, David the Gnome.
He is David the Gnome size.
David El Gnomo.
It is crazy that his name is also David in Spanish. David. I thought they just like gave up trying to find names. So like, I don't know, David and Lisa, whatever.
David El Gnomo, the king of the rumba beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The World of David the Gnome, originally titled David, El Gnomo.
Yeah. David El Gnomo.
Man, what the fuck is this?
What was his wife named in Spanish?
El Susano.
Characters. Okay. Probably just Lisa.
Just Lisa.
Doesn't say in the
David
thing.
And Lisa.
Yeah. But, okay, these insane... Originally, other cartoons created in Spain by this BRB Internacional. Dogtanian and the Three Muskahounds franchise. And other cartoons such as... Around the World with Willy Fogg and something called Bobo Bobes.
I thought that one was good.
I mean, this looks like a fake thing. It looks like somebody like fucked up and typed too much. Bobo Bobes.
It's like a bot saw boobs on Twitter. Yeah.
Created by people named Hank and Narita Zwart. What? This is like, okay.
Created by David the Gnome.
David and Lisa Gnome.
They let him do one of their own shows.
We became showrunners. Yeah. Yeah.
Ready for this one? David the Gnome, like Megan Thee Stallion.
Writing David the Gnome, crossing out the H and replacing it with a dollar sign. That's my big pitch.
David the Gnome S, dollar signs. Like David the Gnomes. There's two David Gnomes.
El Gnomes.
Yeah. What's going on with Ron?
Ron
El Gnome.
Ron El Nomo.
It's weird that two Republicans, I mean, he's not a front runner. Trump is going to be the person, but it's weird that there's a Donald and a Ronald, and those are the two guys. Those are neither of
those.
That's
like, did you know, there was like
Donald.
A...
Donald versus Ronald.
There was like a high-ranking... like guy in Ronald Reagan's cabinet that was named Donald Reagan. Insane.
Donald Dagan. Bonald Bagan, the little red bee.
Bonald Bagan, yeah.
What do you think, Gronald?
Gronald Reagan.
Anyway, it is really funny that it's Ronald versus Donald.
Two guys who would like turn to ash if you said their full name to them too.
Yeah, don't confront them with their true names. Yeah. They'll have problems.
I guess he's just Donald Trump, but he doesn't like to. He just says Mr. Trump.
That's
Trump.
True. He's not Don Trump.
Mr. Gregan.
His son would not like
Ronald
to be called
Gregan.
Yeah. Diaper Don would not like to be called Donald. He would not take well to that.
No, I don't think so. Diaper Donald.
Ronald Gregan, Grational Greyport. Yeah,
that's right. It was a great year of podcasting. We hope you agree. So let's end with Trump's fake mugshot and our friend PFT.
This is a story about... this is also just a delightful... speaking of like weird, you know, we really talked about a couple different weird occupational type things. Sunflower field owner. That's something that I didn't know was available, but I guess you can do that. You know,
not anymore. No one can afford the mortgage rates. So, you know, that was,
yeah. So this is there's the owners of a sunflower field in England. They are pleading. Apparently what's happening is that, so obviously a sunflower field, I mean, that is a photography hotspot. You want to get your stuff up on Pixabay. You want to get your stuff up on Pexels. You want to get your stuff up on Wikimedia Commons. You're headed to a sunflower field. All right. You're going to put them up there. But what some people apparently have really found if this is a good backdrop for is being butt ass naked in the sunflower field and taking some artistic nudes, which the sunflower.
Never thought about it. Instantly on board.
Yeah. Feels nice. You know, it's flattering. It adds, it's just a nice backdrop. Yeah.
To
the
me,
owners...
I think this is the influence of Ann Geddes. I think that's why people are like, sunflowers naked. Yeah. Just little like baby. When I was a little baby.
Yeah, I mean,
they
those,
put on the little sunflower like head thing, so their head looks like a little sunflower.
Those kids continue to grow. Of course, they're gonna. This is what they know.
To be fair, that would be such a weird thing if someone was taking a photo of like their baby in a little kiddie pool, and someone's like, "Hey, you taking naked photos? You taking nudie photos over there?" It's like, what? No, it's not. Can't be nude yet. It's a baby. It's just baby.
That
it's
is
just,
true. A baby can't be nude yet.
Can only be naked. That's
Yeah. Nude implies you gotta. Yeah, that doesn't work. It goes against. But yeah, so the sunflower field owners, this I guess business that can support grown people in their life, they are putting up signs because they're saying, please do not get naked in our sunflower field. Apparently, the breaking point was a day where three separate people tried to take naked photos in the sunflower field. And I guess they came out and like hit them with a broom. I don't know what their solution is to it. but they're asking them not to do this. And then also I like this. So they say, we've always had people take risque pictures. This is the first year it's been a problem. And I like they say
what?
This.
Always.
Yeah.
Before, now it's some real uggos, so we gotta put a stop to this. People have always done it, but
before.
Yeah.
They're not doing it artistically. We can tell. And,
we're getting fours and below.
Yeah. Everyone's showing their fanny.
One word. Ozempic.
But I do like this. This other statement they have. They said, we are having an increase of reports of naked photography taking place, and this must not happen during our public sessions, please. Which implies that they're like, this is something we offer, but it's a private thing. You have to reserve a block in the sunflower field. If you
so
want
there
to
are closed age. Sessions for yeah, the for the yeah. sunflower people. Okay,
yeah. All right. Which also
how
implies,
big is a sunflower field?
I mean, they're pretty big, right?
So
I'm going by stock photos that I've seen.
There's an article that says it's a 50 acre site.
Jesus.
With roughly 2 million sunflowers in it. So,
oh my
you know,
God.
Yeah. So there you go.
I guess it is just like they probably cut them and sell them and stuff, but it is, I guess you can't really call it a farm because they're not really farming them.
Right.
I'll be honest, it sounds a little bit like wasted land. I feel like it's like crazy to have that much sunflower space.
Spoken like someone who doesn't like a cool phone background.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, my experience with sunflower fields, as based on the desktop that came when I got my laptop and opened it for the first time.
Just biting into a sunflower like it's a peach. Oh, wasted land? I don't think so.
Yeah, what about all those seeds?
That could be a golf course. What a waste.
Where think about anywhere people could be parking around here.
Yeah. Well, it was like years ago I like had a bit about how like corn mazes are so insulting to people who are like having food security issues where they're like, it's a maze made of food. Like you eat it. It's like, no, we wander around in it. It's like a fun thing for us. You can't see where you're going because of all the food. Yeah. I don't know. Sunflower. I feel like you don't need that. I mean, how many acres was it? 50 acres, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you grow 25 acres of sunflowers and you're like, we need more.
That's
we need
enough.
To expand. We need to buy the neighboring farm and replace
also,
everything they've done with sunflowers.
If your sunflower field's that big, the people take their nude pictures. What do you care? So that's vast.
Yeah. You can't
you
even
know what
find
I mean?
Them.
Yes. How are you stumbling upon these people? I guess they just can't wait. Like as soon as they get past, stripping their clothes off.
Yeah.
Just take it off
suspicious.
The road. Go in a couple of rows. You
yeah,
know?
Get
yeah.
deeper
yeah,
in there.
In a couple rows.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They get suspicious because they show up in those tearaway things from the NBA, like their court those snap pants.
Oh no, you're not coming in here.
Hey, I'm here to take sunflower pictures. Are you wearing underwear under that? For sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's illegal for you to ask that.
Yeah.
I feel like aren't sunflowers like? I feel like they have those real like rough, sticky stems and leaves and stuff. They seem like they would be uncomfortable to like be to make contact with while naked.
They do seem like a rough flower. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess how much? I don't know how much room there is. In the row between rows,
that's true.
Yeah,
I'm picturing it like a cornfield.
Mm-hmm. We can't do the story unless we see some of these naked sunflower pictures. That's
yeah,
what
you're talking. Oh boy, here we go.
I gotta know. What
we're
doing
here.
Put
them in the chat. Yeah.
Throw them in there.
Yeah. I would make the punishment if I were the owner of the field. I would just start taking pictures of them with my phone, like, and saying,
yeah,
okay, these pictures suck and these are not flattering. And if you post those pictures, I will post my pictures.
Yes.
Just take it from a really low
angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we ask for everybody's name when they come in here, you idiot.
I will also say, think about this more. I'm thinking more. I'm getting madder and madder at this way. I feel like
I can
tell. Yeah. Outside of the nude photographs of a sunflower field, I feel like photographs of a sunflower field, as we've kind of covered, is like the least needed. There are scores, terabytes upon.
We know what they look like. Yeah.
There's, if you need a picture of a sunflower field, it exists. There are so many of them. I don't know. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
But then you got to take a naked picture of yourself in front of a green screen. You know,
yeah,
that's a
exactly.
whole hassle.
Exactly.
You got to get the lighting right so it matches. Forget
it. Matches. Yeah, that's the thing. It's never going to match unless you get out there.
Yeah.
I will say I'm looking at the Instagram from this place and they have like dog night and they have like a piano called
that's
a street.
When the ugly people go take the nude photos.
That's right. Yeah, that's okay. In retrospect, it's actually a little meaner than I thought.
Alert, alert. We have the mugshot.
Oh, really?
Oh, my
wow.
gosh. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
If you're listening to this, pause it live and look at this mugshot from, I guess, 4 days ago. 4 to 5
it's
years
really,
ago.
It really is perfect.
Put it in the chat.
I'm going to say he's he is not smiling. How it's on my phone. How do I get it to the chat?
Where is it?
Let's see.
All right, let me send it to my laptop. I guess
it is funny that apparently only Paul has access to this, which suggests that you have like a Rock Obama sort of connection where someone directly texted you. Someone in Fulton County is like, get it out to him.
Yeah, it's Paul's like when John Cena announced way back the death with Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, Paul's close personal friends with D.A. Fannie Willis, I think.
Oh, I found it.
You found it? Okay, great.
All right.
Yeah, he looks cranky. He looks very cranky.
He looks cranky.
He is not happy to be being arrested.
A word? Oh man, boy. Is that for real? Is that not full? Is that not color? Like is that?
That's
oh
the,
my
That's
goodness.
The same one I got. That is what. That is what.
Yeah. This looks like a Madame Tussauds situation. This is really wow.
It's like,
come on.
I mean,
man.
Yes. People always joke about how he's orange, but like it's all. It almost still is understated. Like it is wild.
Yeah.
How deeply russet colored he is.
If, and this was the whites in his purpose. Eyes.
Yeah, on purpose. He's like he's like, make me look like this again when he right. goes into like top it off. But it wouldn't be, I think it would not be nearly as bad if it didn't make his eyes so pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pink eyes are pink, and then the hair is like, it's like a such an odd color. It's like brassy. It looks like a bat, like he dyed it blonde and then didn't tone it. Like didn't
yeah.
finish doing it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Well,
and
I mean
it's a yeah. lot.
I'm just saying there's also nobody in the mugshot, you know, studio with a bounce card. It's not the most flattering
That's true.
Lighting.
That is
they're
fair.
Not looking out for you. They're not that putting a
There's yeah. nobody there going, chin up.
one detail I'm really enjoying here.
He's
is
actually
like,
you can't see, it's below the frame. Instead of his usual pose, he's doing a thumbs down to show you he's unhappy.
So rare. Yeah. So rare.
I do love that he is wearing, like, you know, like the universal symbol of like presidential, the American flag lapel pin while being booked into jail, which is just yeah. like, all right, well, yeah, I guess this is a point at which you
booked into jail for doing un-American stuff, doing
doing stuff
to
against America,
explicitly undermine America.
Yeah,
my favorite country, love it.
His upper lip has always been kind of a subject of fascination for me, I think, where it's like he kind of almost seems like it's at some point it was larger. It has kind of this like stretch marky vibe to his upper lip, you know.
See,
I don't
you know.
I would love to know. I would love to know like what he's done to his face. Like, I'm very curious about that because
painted
I
it orange, it's, folks.
It's not like he looks like he's had like tons of like work, quote unquote work done, but he's got to have done some stuff, right? Because like so much about how he looks is so intentional. You don't like just end up looking like that.
It's,
but I don't know, but he
he does
just,
look
like,
terrible.
Do
so yeah, probably does. Yeah. So he probably like the idea is like, why would I need to do anything? I look great.
Yeah.
This, yeah. this, you know, this would have been the time, you know, there was a thing that, there was a whole thing where like Donald Trump should try this, and somebody had done like the face app thing where they like made him bald and gave him a beard so he looked like a super villain. He should have just gone away for like a month. Obviously, he's incapable of doing that, but this would be the time to debut the bald beard look.
That'd be sick.
Like, okay, he actually looks cool now. Okay, you know what? You're right. Yeah, Shelby said, apparently they allowed him to self-report his height and weight because it says he's 6'3", 215, which, come on, dog. Oh!
Absolutely not. That
yeah,
sucks.
Me too.
Get him on the scale.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
215?
We all are. We're all 6'3", 215. Yeah.
Good grief. Is it? What? Did he have 1 foot on the scale? Like, what? Come on.
Point of allowing the person you're arresting to self-report? If you're gonna record this information, what is the point of asking the criminal or the person you've arrested? How tall are you? If we need to know for future reference, how tall are you? How much do you weigh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the reason they take all this is so they can't get away. Like,
yeah.
It's,
yeah, exactly.
It's so you can like find them again if they escape. Yeah. And it's If they put an APB out for him and they say he's 6'3", 215, we're never finding this guy.
This guy's way too fat. There's no way. This is not the guy.
He's not President Trump, one of the most recognizable people in the country.
I will say that's...
also... Wait, how tall is he? How much did he weigh? I think I see him.
Hey, I don't know. He's got the tie down below his groin area. It's bright red. He looks like he's on his tiptoes a little all the time. I don't know.
He could be wearing two diapers.
I saw someone who looked like him, but he wasn't standing next to a 7-Eleven door, so I wasn't sure exactly. Also, think about it. It is kind of funny that they take weight as a way to identify someone on the run. It was like, given that weight like fluctuates so wildly with height and all that, it feels more like it should be like height and then just kind of like shape. It'd be like,
vibe.
If they're this general shape and that height, get them.
I also don't think
Kiki
I could,
or Booba.
Yeah. I don't think I could guess someone's weight unless you told me a number that was wildly untrue. That's the only way I would be able to say, well, no, that person doesn't, that clearly they don't weigh that much or they don't weigh that little.
Right.
So, but if you pointed at a person and said, how much do you think that person weighs? I would not be able to tell.
Yeah. No. But if I gave you if I pointed at somebody, guess how much that person weighs and it's not 3 pounds, you would be on it then.
Now, this scenario would never happen because he has his big dumb jet, but, friend of the show, comic Glenn Marshall, had a bit about how, you know, when you're getting into like a little plane, sometimes they ask you they have to know how much everyone weighs to balance out the plane, you know. So, and the idea of him being in line and saying he weighs 215 and the gate agent being like, 215, huh? Interesting. Okay. Yeah, 215. Okay, so we're just going to...
What's that carry-on? -5? What are you talking about here?
Shelby is telling us Pop Crave says it's fake.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to break in with...
The fact-checkers at Pop Crave give this 3 Pinocchios.
Get them out of here!
I was gonna do a sad dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. So it's not clear... whether it's, you know, it does seem like it's fake, but it's going to look something like that, presumably, you know.
It'll be out by the time this podcast comes out. Just pretend that was all about the real one.
Because they said they were going to release the mugshot, right?
Mm-hmm. They released everyone else's.
Yeah.
They released John Eastman, and somebody immediately made the "Have you ever dreamed this man?"
So I mean, why would somebody do a fake mugshot of a mugshot that's going to come out like the same day?
You gotta get those X faves. You know, you gotta
get those X faves. What are they called on X now?
Who knows?
69s.
Weed hits, tokes.
Weed hits.
I'm Rick, bitch.
The spread of mugshots has like a delightful sort of Guess Who vibe, though. Just like real board game, old school. They all have their like one distinguishing feature. That part of it is fun, I guess.
It's a cartoonist dream.
Yeah, and look,
draw all these freaks.
Mugshots only of powerful people. We don't need to pick random people and do the sort of news roundup mugshots.
Yes, agreed.
But I think we can make an exception for the guy who is just the president. I think that's okay.
Right.
Well, that's it. The episode's finished. The clips are no more. We'll see you with more fun stories in 2024.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
It's getting spooky!
Things are worse than ever.